I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Pro-Gaddafi forces in Libya launched a major attack on a rebel-held oil port today. There are reports that the rebels were forced to retreat, but the outcome of the battle is not yet clear. Also today, Muammar Gaddafi's most prominent son, Saif, warned Western powers to stay out of Libya's affairs.
This is our country. We will never, ever give up, and we will never, ever surrender. We fight here in Libya. We die here in Libya. And the Libyan people, they will never, ever welcome the NATO. We will never, ever welcome the Americans here. Libya is not a piece of cake. We are not a Mickey Mouse.
Few observers think international intervention in Libya would be a piece of cake. The U.S. and its NATO allies are scrambling to come up with a consensus on what to do about Libya. That consensus has proved elusive, as U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton admitted in Washington earlier today.
If this were easy, we would have already done it. But this is not Egypt, where we did have 30 years of relationships. It is a much less easily understood situation, but we're making progress.
Before the fighting began, there were an estimated 1.5 million foreign workers in Libya doing everything from cleaning to construction work. International groups say more than 220,000 have fled the country, and many others are trying to get out. As Sean Carberry of America Abroad reports, some of them are nurses.
Benghazi Medical Center looks like a state-of-the-art facility. Clean, well-lit, and full of the kind of beeping and pinging machinery you'd see in a modern hospital. But there's one thing you don't see that many of at the moment. Nurses.
My Raisa. I am from Ukraine, and I'm scrub nurse. Now I am like charge nurse, like manager, because our manager already left.
Raisa used to be a scrub nurse here. But because so many nurses have left since the fighting began, she's filling in as a managing nurse.
We have just from old staff, from 24 numbers, we have just 5 nurses.
Just 5 nurses left, and they don't have any night staff. That means long hours and double duty for the remaining nurses as well as the doctors. Marti Fakhir is one of the Libyan doctors on staff. She was born in the U.S. but trained in Libya.
The first days we had medical students and nursing students, and us doctors, we were doing the nursing upstairs. And it's difficult to split yourself between the two.
Most of the qualified nurses, which are working in ICU, CCU, and scrubbing nurse, most of them, more than 70% to 80%, are foreigner nurse from Filipino, Ukraine, and India. All of them, most of them already left.
Sitting in the office of a small medical clinic in Benghazi, Dr. Jebri Lahuidi runs through some grim statistics. He says of the roughly 500 nurses in Benghazi's hospitals, about 60% are gone.
We have a crisis in nurses. I talk with my colleagues in Zawiya and in Tripoli, and they say that's the same situation.
He says that Libya has long relied on foreign nurses from the former Soviet bloc and beyond. That's in part because it lacks strong nursing programs, particularly specialized training for ICU or scrub nurses. There's also the gender line in Libya that discourages women from pursuing public professions. Now, with the fighting threatening to drag on, foreign nurses like Raisa say they want to go.
During the war, we thought it is just take 1 or 2 days. Nobody expect it will take so long as it is.
Raisa says that even though the hospitals are hurting and patients may suffer, she can't stay.
No, doesn't matter of count of nurses, but really it is dangerous just to stay.
But across town at Jela Hospital, another group of foreign nurses takes a different view.
Most of the nurses here are from Philippines. There are only a few Ukrainians, but they are working in the wards. But here in ICU, most of us are from Philippines, and most of us have decided to stay.
And Sita Siblog is the charge nurse in the ICU, and she knows that staying is against doctor's orders, so to speak. There's also pressure from home.
Most of our families, they want us to go. Our embassy, they're telling us go. We prepare, we arrange a boat, a ship to bring us home, but we just decided to stay.
When I press her to explain why, Siblog shrugs and laughs.
I've been here for the last 18 years. 18 years, so it's difficult for me to go.
Then she adds that some of the younger nurses, who've only been here a few months, are following her lead.
And they said, if you're not going, we are also staying.
For the world, I'm Sean Carberry.